So what did you guys do? You
Monday, September 17th, 2007.
Jacob.
Yeah, I don't know which pieces you exactly want.
Yeah, there are a couple. All right. So we'll start. We'll start in Cookie's Bays.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
We're starting in Cookie's Bays. Who wants to read it? David, you want to read? How many Davids do we have?
5, 8.
Just you? Okay, good.
Do you
want to go
in there?
No, can we do a Kufiyud base first?
I don't know.
You don't have Kufiyud base?
I don't have that.
I have that.
Yeah.
Oh, we need it.
Hey.
Don't be a miser.
A miser? What's a miser?
Okay.
Are you Jewish from the beginning?
Yeah. All right, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Second line.
Third line.
In the Torah. Right after the first line.
I'll use
Adam Sarkov, Velo B'Shalash Rishonos, Velo B'Shalash Achronos, Ela B'Mtayos.
Yeah. So, a person should not ask for his needs in the first three brachos or in the last three brachos. Rather, in the middle brachos. Amar Rabbi Chanina.
Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shalash Rishonos. Lama hein demos, la'evet shemisada shelach with neirava.
Yes, this is the Gemara in Brachos, right?
Slightly different.
Slightly different?
Yeah, he doesn't ask any form of a question.
Okay. So what are the first three Brachos like? Apparently, and this is an explanation of why you don't ask Sarkov in the first three and last three, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Emtsoyos, lama
hein. Wait, so what are the first three like?
So they are like an eved organizing his shevach in front of his master.
Okay, they're like an eved ordering his shevach, the shevach before the master, before his master. Okay, so the first three brachos are shevach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first three brachos are shevach.
He has to add the idea of shemisader, like.
Right. Go ahead.
Emtsoyos lama hein demos la'evet shemavakish pras mirabo. And the middle, what are they? I guess analogous.
What are they like? Yeah.
They like a servant asking for a prize or a reward from his master.
Okay, a portion.
Portion.
Okay. Right. So that's bakasha.
Circle.
Right. Go ahead.
Achronos lama hein demos. So, and the last ones, what are they like? Like an Eved receiving the portion from his master.
An Eved that has already received the portion, right? It's already, he's got the portion.
Right.
And now,
in response to that,
he praises and he leaves. Yeah, let me see the one. The other one?
He just says there, Doma. It's not like, what is it, Doma?
Right.
Also the last sentence.
Well, the Amr Bichanina, Rishonos, Doma, right, isn't it? Le Evich Messiah Sheva, Sotne Rabbo. I'm sorry, it's Doma, Levish and Vagish Prasme Rabbo. Achronos, Doma, Levish and Evil Prasme Rabbo, Niftar, Veholi. Well, we mean Veniftar is different.
Rashi says that it's from the Gemara.
No tell Rishos, he asks permission. Right, that's the only Rashi, huh? About right.
Yavi versus Rashi. He says for like suffering of time and for
right.
What is it? Kibitz or something?
The Krovitz. That's this extra putum they used to put in, but nobody. Doesn't the Torah say later not to do it? The Beis Yosef says it here. The Beis Yosef says it over here. Not. He concludes that you shouldn't do it. Aminag anochon shelo lomar. The last line of the Beis Yosef in this.
Which Shiva Rasko?
What is the very last words of the Beis Yosef in this? I don't know if you have it. Listen to me. Ramos says of alain haminag kedvarav. But nobody. I've never seen anybody have these say these things.
Is that the stuff that's in the mouth?
Was that stuff in the mosque?
Nobody says it. Anybody say
it?
Kafka.
Isn't that stuff in the mosque that no one says?
Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Are you getting like Rosh Krishna?
Well, I think they have stuff in the Tzviwa.
It's like extra puting. You see like in the mosque where he was saying like during Shmona Esrei. Alkei
Nogu Lomar Kovitz B'Sholosh Rishonos.
You see the end of this.
Okay. Anyhow. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that you should not ask for your needs in the first three brachos and in the last three brachos. Rather in the middle brachos. And it's based on this idea that the first three are shevach, the middle is bakasha, and the last three are also shevach, but sometimes we call them hodah. What's the difference between shevach and hodah?
The last three?
Yeah.
Shevach?
What's the difference between Shevach and Hodah?
Shevach isn't necessarily for something that you've got.
Okay, which is which?
Shevach is just purely praise.
Shevach is praise.
And Hodah is thanks.
And Hodah is thanks.
In response to something else.
Great, great. Like when you say the Malach Yashar, it's a Shabchim. Right? They have a Shabchim. But they're not, they don't give Hodah.
They don't receive anything.
Because they don't never receive anything. Mm. Right? Kulam mm. Shabchim Yom. They're recognizing Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay. So, that was bad. Okay. Anyhow. So that's what he's saying. That it's not the place. It's not the place. It's not the place. The place for Bakasha is the middle. Why is it not the place? Because the place for Bakasha is the middle. It's a funny Gemara, right?
You could just said that.
So what's the idea here?
It seems like it's inappropriate. In other words, there are sections that have themes, and separate from, like, even if you didn't have a section for Bakasha, it would be inappropriate to put it there, because the theme of this section is Shevach. Yeah. To mix that in with requests would just be...
Likewise, there's a certain order that we do on purpose, right? We do Shevach.
Right, we're doing it for a reason here.
Exactly.
So it's not proper.
Haphazard.
Right. It's not haphazard. There's a reason why Shevach goes first.
Just to push it through.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of childish, no?
Childish?
I mean, like...
Which part is childish?
I mean, what's the idea of giving Shevach first, usually? You know, in like the human... By us, like if a human was to ask, if I was going to ask him,
kiss up,
butter him up.
This is exactly. So, what's the idea of needing to butter up God, or not buttering up God because you're not asking God for anything? But I mean, what's the idea? Meaning, why did you need to do that?
Why do you have to say it's a thing of kissing up? It's an appropriate thing to do. I mean,
fact that you might be doing it to kiss up.
What does that mean? It's appropriate.
First, you want to recognize that you're dealing, who you're dealing with.
You know what you need, right? And you know who he is because you know he can give it to you, right? So you obviously have that in mind, right?
Well, you have to be Dalfle Miata Omid, right?
I mean, you obviously are inherently. If you know he can give it to you, you're asking.
Well, that's not.
So what das are you referring to?
Anybody who davs necessarily knows what they're. They just know they want something.
I mean, but they know it can be given to them, or else they wouldn't be asking. Being, I'm not going to go ask this 4-year-old to get buy me a car because I know he doesn't have that much money.
Right, but you can have a wrong idea of the. Of what?
So how does Shevach help you?
Okay. So how does Shevach help you, Aaron?
Rafi?
I can't technically around because I feel like you're being slightly extreme, but I think you just have to recognize like who you're dealing with.
You didn't answer it.
You're saying the Shevach is defining...
Yeah, inherent in the Shevach is exactly defining who exactly you're talking to.
Right.
Well, not exactly. It's not entirely true.
It's interesting Gemara we did last year. You remember? Because the Gemara says that you have to have malchus in a bracha. Every bracha has to have malchus.
Right.
Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Right. The question Tosus, I think Tosus asked in brachos.
Where is it here?
Where's the Shem Malchus?
In what?
In the first bracha.
It's one
answer,
I mean.
In the first bracha, right.
His answer is you go from that to the rest.
So his answer was, because you say Elokei Avraham. Mm-hmm. Elokei Avraham. Right? That you don't need, that's we're saying that you have to, Malchus means you have to recognize the correct idea. of God, but he's saying that you can make reference to it by saying it's the Elokei Avraham. That is the
Malchus is recognizing the Trinity of God.
Yeah, Malchus is you need the idea of Malchus, that God is the Melech Olam. So we say that the Avram was the first one who called God Adon. Right, recognized that idea. But the point is that it's ideas that are in the bracha. There are ideas that have to be in the bracha, and that's what the Tos is saying. Well, even though you say you need Shem Malchus, doesn't mean the word necessarily, means the correct idea. And we're saying through Avram we recognize that idea. Okay, all right. We'll keep your question going a little bit. Maybe we can bring it back, but not on such a childish level. Okay. So anyway, let's go a little further.
Okay.
Yeah, good question.
Like a point, though, no?
It's a good question. Zariah is saying that what?
Zariah.
He's using
saying,
it as
what
a
does the Gemara mean?
Al
Yishal Adam Li'olam. What does the Gemara say? Li'olam. Al Yishal Adam Sarkov. Lo Bishal Shishonos. Lo Bishal Shachronos. That's personal needs. Personal needs.
But if you have the needs of the
Tzibor, but the needs of the Tzibor are mutter. And what's his Raya? His right is the last three brachos are about the bringing them back to Mikdash and Karbanos, Sim Shalom,
uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, I see.
Huh?
Another one? Rishonos.
Modem's an interesting.
And would that apply to things in the first three brachos also?
Yeah,
so that's his raya. So he's saying it can't really mean that there can't be any types of requests. Can't really mean there can't be any types of requests, because there are blatant requests
in the brachas themselves.
Right.
In the brachas themselves.
Yeah.
Just the brachas themselves. Sim shalom, tov racha. Right. So what are you gonna say? So he's saying. So you see, you can't say that there can't be any requests. So it must be that when the Gemara says al yishal adam tzarkov. It means a personal request. Personal request, yeah.
It's still jumped in the first, right? The first.
No, because you can't say that the Gemara is... You can't say the way the tefillos are set up violates this rule of Al Yishal Adam Tarkov.
Yeah.
Right? It must be in concert with this rule. So how can you read the rule together with the way we daven? You must say the rule is talking about Tzarki Zibor. Right. Yeah, Aaron.
Is that a heter or whatever it is? Applying only for Tzarki Rabin in the last brachos,
he's saying the rule. Al Yishal Adam Tzarkov Lo B'Shalosh Rishonos V'Lo B'Shalosh Achronos. That rule must be referring to Tzarki Yochid. That's what they're saying.
It said the rule in two parts.
It's not a rule, and then we're using that as to teach a ride for an exception. We're using the last three as a...
Yes, one rule.
Yeah.
It's one rule.
So what are the rules? So the rules are... We can't... No... Just...
Last three.
What does the Gemara mean? What's the pshat? Al Yishal Adam Tzarkov Lo B'Shal Shoshanos Lo B'Shal Shachronos.
Right.
If it means you can't ask any bakashos at all, then every tefillah we say every day is usher. Okay?
I'm done.
So it must be that it's just talking about Tzarkei Yochid, and therefore our tefillos say Tzarkei Rabim in the end, and therefore you could even have Tzarkei Rabim in the beginning.
No differentiation.
It's one rule, and the rule must be referring to Tzarkei Yochid. So there's no rule that says don't ask Tzarkei Rabim in the first three or the last three.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
The Masha have a Besadr Shvacho Sharaba Yachalishal Tarkit Sivor. Shazesh Shabbat Ukava Larab Sharab and Srikhala.
Okay. But how is a She'ela, how does it become a Shevach?
Right.
That's still a question. Right. I mean, you can deduce that it's Tarkit Rabim, right?
That's the concept.
But that doesn't mean, but you still have to answer how it's not a violation of the statement of Rabbi Chanina. Right? Because you have the rule and you have Rabbi Hanina. The rule is don't ask Yitzarkia, don't ask a person shouldn't ask Tzarkov in the first three and the last three. And the support for the rule is the first three are Shevach and the last three are Shevach. Right? So how, so you can deduce that what? That Tzarki Rabim is different than Tzarki Yochid. But right. How does it not, how is it in line with the statement of Rabbi Hanina? The rule is in line with the statement of Rabbi Hanina. So how is this in line with the statement of Rabbi Hanina?
Can you say it again?
The, which part? What are you saying?
The question here.
Oh, the question, yeah. Now, there's two things in the Gemara. The Gemara gives the rule. Amar Rav Yehuda. Don't ask your requests in the first three or the last three.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gemara says, what's the Aragir said? De Omar, or it just says Omar?
No, no.
Omar?
Just Omar?
Al Yishal.
And then what's it? Has introduced Rabbi Chanina. De Omar Rabbi Chanina.
Yeah.
So it's a support. It's a pashas, that's what I'm saying.
Right, because it would all be right, inappropriate. It would be inappropriate to make a request right. While
but whatever
you're
it is, it's definitely related. It's definitely related to this rule.
Right.
And then Rabbi Hanina's, the Gemara is taking Rabbi Hanina's statement as an explanation of this rule.
Right.
So why can't you ask your requests in the first three and the last three? Because the first three are like Shevach. Right, and the last three are Hodah or Shevach and Hodah. Right? So now we can deduce that we are not doing something, that we're not violating the rule in the very Nusach HaTfilah that we have from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So therefore, even though there are requests in Sim Shalom, right? So how do we have the... So the answer is, that's Tzorchei Rabim. Right? Huh?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe... Because like what he was saying before, because...
Let's just go simple. That's Tzorchei Rabim. Right? Okay, that's very good. But how do you get around the problem that it's still a request, and it's not the place for requests because it's the place for Shevach?
So
the answer is... That's what he says. V'im masha ha'eved mesada shevacho shel rabo yochol lishol Tzorchei Rabim. So how are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Hanina says it's not the place for requests because it's the place for Shevach.
Right.
I don't care how big the request is. In other words, don't think, what he's trying to say like this, don't think that you're allowed to make the request for Rabim and not for Yochid, because the Rabim is more a more important request, it's
right.
More urgent. That doesn't matter how urgent it is.
It's still
the place for Shevach and not the place for requests. So he's saying it's not a matter that the Rabim are more important than the Yochid. It does not override the rule. It is in line with the rule. Because since the Rabim need this,
right?
Ma, he wants to put it in the line of the Moshel. Ma sheha eved mesada shevachol shel rabo, even though the eved is ordering the praise of his master, he can ask Tzorkei Tzibor. Why? Shezek shevach v'kavod l'rab. This is shevach and kavod.
She
rabim tzrichin lo. Sure, Rabbim Srichin Lo. Huh?
I don't understand the idea.
Okay. But that's what he's saying. He's saying it is Shevach. It's not that Rabbim is more important and there's a heter to do it, even though we're allowed to violate the rule for the Rabbim. That's not what he's saying. That is in line with the rule. Tzorkei Yochid is not Shevach, but Tzorkei Rabbim is a Shevach. David, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, can you say that there's a feature of I guess you have to define what the difference between the Yochid and the Rabim is, but can you say that there's a feature of Rabim that expresses Shevach that looks at the Yochid is not?
Good. We'll get into that a little bit. But one second, so now that's a smach for what? For adding in Tavkuf Pei Beis, right?
Right.
I mean, that's going to be a smach. For adding in, and the Beis Yosef mentions it, right?
A support
for adding in Zochrin El Chaim and those things.
Right, yeah. That's also Tzorchei Rabim.
Correct. All right, so let's see if we can... So that's the tour over here. But what does the tour say in Tavkuf Pei Beis? In Tavkuf Pei Beis, he says it's not such a Davar Pashut though. Right? V'yesh me'agaonim she'omru. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
V'yesh me'agaonim she'omru she'ein le'omru mishum d'kaim alon lo yishal alon sarkov lo begimel v'shanas lo begimel achanas.
So he's talking about all the insertions.
Right.
He mentions all the insertions. He's very He's very big on the numbers. You guys, you see that in the beginning? The numbers, the number of words in each section.
That's weird.
He's very big in the you know, even in his Pirush on the Chumash too. He's very into the gematrias. Right?
In terms of the Baal Torah, number of brachos,
the total number of words, the total number of letters, very
everything this week. With the
Liela,
adding in the
Liela. The Liela is
pulling out the
book.
It's supposed
to
equal something with
the Shari
Shemayim.
I mean, Leila, Leila, or Leila, Leila. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think it's, go ahead.
So that's what he's asking over here also? That's
no, no, but I'm saying if you look before this part, he goes through all the numbers.
So, if the thing comes with Baha, Lo Yishal Asim Sarko, Gimel Rishonos, Rukulay, Umehacha, Lo Shapur Rabbanon, Lumeimar Afibu Zichrono L'chaim,
Zichrono L'chaim,
B'magin,
B'ksov B'modim, Nami L'omrin, Obsev Chayim Omrin B'sim Shalom.
Right.
All right, that's a question. Why that's different? But that's a question. The Bach takes up that question. Beis Yosef leaves it as a question, but the Bach tries to answer it. But anyway, so he's saying like this, that there's a minhag to say these things, right? But some of the Gaonim were against it. They were very against it. They wouldn't let people say them. They would not let people say them. Right. 1 second. Why? Because of our Gemara? Because the Gemara says, Lo Yishol Adam Sarkov, Lo Gilm Shos, Lo Gilm Achronos. Right. And the Bahag would not let his congregation daven that way.
Then he's going to have to answer the kash of why you could say things like Sim Shalom.
Right. But for some reason, Sefer Chaim he was okay with. I think that's a question, though. Didn't he say, I think there's a question.
What? The base Yosef kind of goes crazy. He says.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
He says the
doesn't like that exception. Yeah.
So we're seeing that there's some idea of Shrika Ravim that expresses Shabbat, right? So it's appropriate to have it in that category of Shabbat, right?
Right.
But what about Hodah? Why can you have it in Hodah?
Why can you have it in Hodah?
Well, we're only saying that we don't even know why, but for some reason you can have it in Shabbat.
Okay, so maybe if we answer the first question, we'll answer the second question. Okay, go ahead. The Rav Hai Kosov.
Sheyesh Lomar also. The Hai Dal Yishal Adam Tzarka Begim Rishonos. Hainu Daka Betarka Yachid.
Right.
Abu Tzarka Tzibarabin Shari.
The Fein Yesh Mesecha Sofrim.
Right. So this is interesting. Fein Yesh Mesecha Sofrim. Kishem Shecha Simosan Sharash Hashanah V'yem Kippurim Mishuna Mishar Yachim Tolim. Kach Tzvi Lasan Mishina V'ein Omen Zachrenu Begim Rishonos.
Uksov Begim Lachronos.
Uksov Begim Lachronos. Elu b'shnei yamim tovim shal shana kipurim
d'ovad. Ubekushi hitiru ad kan.
What does that mean?
With difficulty they were matur. With difficulty they were matur. Yeah, where are we sitting again?
Even for Rosh
Hashanah.
Even for Rosh Hashanah.
What? I mean, his logic doesn't seem to really make sense. Like, just because you're changing one thing, you're going to start changing everything? Like, how does that really follow?
Yeah, so that's a smach from the Masechah Sofrim. From Masechah Sofrim. It's a good smach. But for some reason, Masechah Sofrim is limited to what?
To actually
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
The logic itself doesn't really make
for
sense.
For adding those things in. This doesn't have the...
He
doesn't say why.
There's something different about that time.
Since you're changing the chasima of the bracha on Rosh Hashanah Kippurim from what it would normally be on anyways, so you can also change the theory.
So he must mean that the thing thing pascha. So the Masechah Sofrim must mean that the thing thing pascha, no? Right?
It says
later on,
right
after.
Is it a line down?
Yeah. Call you made sure, but all of a sudden now we take the smach. We take the smach and we extend it.
Right.
Some Rishonim held only to say it during Rosh Hashanah. I think the Ramban held only to say it during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because of the Masechah Sofrim. Okay. But the Rambam says the minhag was to say it. The minhag said all sides make sure, doesn't he? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Kvar Nagel Amar Kol Yemei Tshuva. Yeah, Kol Yud Yemei Tshuva.
Okay, fine. So he goes on with it. Fine. He says you should add in the whole thing.
You should
add in the V'chein Tein Pachta, right? You should add the whole thing.
If you're going to do it in the whole week, you should also.
He doesn't know why the people don't do it.
Right.
if you're going to...
The Ram also has both monogamy. He mentions both monogamy.
But he's only saying that if you're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, because there's no difference.
Right. Saying they should go together.
Right. Because he heard about places that did it. Okay, fine. Yeah. So you have machlokas here. You have a big machlokas, the Gaonim and the Rishonim. The Gaonim were against it. The Gaonim were against it, and the Rishonim were in favor of it to limit it to a certain degree. Right.
The Ri goes very in favor. The Ri is very strange.
The Ri is the furthest. He says if you don't say it, you're not yotzi.
Right. Yeah. It's just
Because of Rish Sheim Lo Amar Zikrono, Umi Kamelcha Still Chayim Misefer Chayim Shemach Zir Noso Kamo Kamelcha Kadosh. The Im Mesubok Im Amru Im Lav Chozer. The Rush does not like it. Because of Doni Avi Arush Zal Ani Tema Lama Mach Zir Noso. Kevin Sheinu Muskar B'Talmud Melcha Kadosh B'Melcha Mishpar Ikapluk
Right.
The
Mordechai has a whole thing that the first three brachos. Right, meaning because the sheet that holds that the first three brachos are maki the order, right? But after that,
there's no seder.
You can basically mix up anything.
Right, there's no seder.
There's no seder.
That's
the Gemara.
That's the
Gemara.
That's the
Gemara. Incorporated.
Wait, that what? What does he hold?
Why is the difference
once you hold that, whatever the order is, right, you just can't mess it up. You skip it.
Oh, I see. And that's going to be considered changing the order. Okay, that's interesting. I have to take a look at that. Okay, so anyway, so let's see if we can understand the basic. Let's see if we can understand. Let's see if we can understand. What do you want to understand first here? The svara of that what? That it's a shevach. It's a shevach. In other words, what's the problem, and what's the svara of saying it's a shevach? And after that, what's the machlokas?
What's the support the Rishonim have?
They have a Masecha Sofrim.
Right, and then how do they get to the whole week? I'm saying that I understand. But
I don't know.
Wait, what is Masecha Sofrim?
Masecha Sofrim says that just like the Chasima is different, the Bracha is also different. Right. And you add in, it says specifically those things, right?
Pretty right. Bracha is also different. Right.
But it says you should only say them on Yom to on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, there's no source for extending that to the whole.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the Masechah Sofrim says a strange thing. Says Bikushi Hitiru. Bikushi Hitiru. All right. So let's see. So how do you want to? We gotta get the right approach to answering this to working this out. So what do you say?
First we have to figure out why.
Why it becomes a Shevach?
Probably can be in Shevach.
Right. I mean, what's the question? What's the question on the Rishon? They say it's a Shevach. They say it's a Shevach.
I mean, well,
what makes it a Shevach?
Street cover.
Any more than a Yachid.
You mean on the
no, the ones who are Matir, the ones
right.
that you can do it.
Because if you're going to say that it's Shevach, so
right. Right.
Sure.
The ones who say you can do it, they say it's a Shevach.
Shouldn't a Bakasha, and that in that light, it seems like a Bakasha is Yachid. What else
is
a Bakasha?
But it is a bakasha.
But
right.
In terms of that, I mean,
it is a bakasha.
I mean, the simple thing is to say that the simple, you know, the intuition is that well, because you're asking for it, you're recognizing.
I mean, why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? Isn't that the question? Why are we doing it? Aren't we really doing it because of bakasha? Isn't that what really we're doing? We're really doing bakasha.
I wouldn't say that you're not.
You wouldn't say that you're not.
We're certainly doing it in the form of bakasha, but isn't the point of the Shosh HaChronos to be given a chodah?
Yeah.
So I'm saying it might be in the form of bakasha, but
the
echer's though, yeah.
It's sort of like a fake, isn't it sort of like a funny kind of thing? I mean, really, what are you trying to do? Are you really coming here to give Sheva? No. You're not really coming to give Sheva. You're really coming for a bakasha. Not a place for a bakasha.
Also, like, we didn't answer
less. Right.
And what's
right.
the what's the urgency over here? There is a place for bakasha.
Right.
There is a place for bakasha. It's not like there's no place for bakasha.
Is it better in these brachos, though?
Huh?
Is it better in these contexts?
Right.
No.
Not
really.
But how can you do it? It's not the place for bakasha.
Well, you have a matir, though. Because it is, because that's what the Torah said. You have a matir because it is shalom.
Isn't it sort of like a funny kind of idea? You're not allowed to give a bakasha. You're not allowed to have bakasha. But this is a shevach. Why? Because it's such a big bakasha, it's a shevach.
Unless you say,
not even saying it's a shevach. He's admitting it's a bakasha.
Unless you get into Tam Gzeira in the first place, right? I mean, what's the reason we made it that shevach came first?
right? Is that way you sort of substantially covered yourself in shevach in order for your bakasha, right? Whatever, you know, whatever that means by covering yourself. But if I'm going to go ahead and go point by point, right, and say that I'm going to give you shevach in terms of, you know, X, and then I'm going to go ahead and give you the bakasha exactly in terms of X also, just really another form of accomplishing the same thing. Because if I say, you know, you're an incredible doctor, right, and then right after I say you're an incredible doctor, I ask you for a fuah, right, it makes sense to come in then.
Right.
Right. And the only reason they didn't let us do it by ourselves, right, and regularly, is because they're afraid that we'll just go on too much in our own bakasha and then substantially cover ourselves.
You're giving a different answer. That's not what he says.
I'm saying I think that's just...
Then why not put it in the bakasha section?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's better to do it that way. I mean, that's the ideal. The ideal is to say that you give each shevach individually, right, and then you go ahead and you give the bakasha
that makes
per
sense.
That shevach.
That's not what he's saying, though. That idea makes sense.
I'm getting into like, you know, the original, like when they made up tefillah, you know, how they make up, you know, how they make it up, right? But it's just not gonna, it wouldn't be written there. I'm saying.
Is the bakasha section only made up of is it made up of tzarchei tzibur also or not?
No,
or
it's really tzarchei yachid. I mean, if a person has a specific request for his own sake, he puts it in there.
I was saying, is there a place for tzarchei tzibur there?
Well, I mean, they're all in plural. But that's a good question. I mean, that's what you were asking me before. What does tzarchei tzibur? What does it mean tzarchei tzibur? What does it mean tzarchei tzibur? I mean, Rifa'inu is also. You ask for everybody. Does it mean if you ask for everybody that makes it Tzarchei Tzibur?
It's still more of an individual.
In the middle.
What does it mean it's Tzarchei Tzibur?
Yeah, well. Gaon say. I thought I read it, and the Gaon said that during. That he holds you're supposed to only say the. Bakashas, like in the end. Not in the.
Like personal bakashas.
Like in the. Like the whole tefillah, the whole Yirchas is supposed to be Tzarchei Rabim.
No, we don't hold it that way. Well, every single bracha you put in the person.
Have you ever seen the Gaon saying that?
Who?
The Gaon.
Oh, the Vilna Gaon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe when we recognize the Am, what's the unifying fact that makes us an Am? What makes us an Am is Hashem.
What?
Like what pulls together like as an Am is Hashem. Like what makes us a Tzibur is Hashem. So like even though we say Rafa'in, like that goes on a group, it's still individual. It's still like. Individual. It's not an actual contained, it's not an Am.
So what is the idea of Tzarchei Rabim though? What's the idea of Tzarchei Rabim?
It's not really for us. It's for the entity of Klai Yisrael.
What's the idea of expressing Tzarchei Rabim?
Yeah, but
I mean, saying making it Shevach.
It's Shevach.
But I don't understand how that's Shevach.
Is that Shevach? Yeah.
Well, I mean, why is that any more Shevach than Yachid? Meaning it's the same idea, right? It's just a lot of yachidim need you instead of one person.
No, you can get out of that. In other words, you can say that it's not just a sum total of its parts. That there's
qualitatively better?
Yeah, no. It's, yeah, because there's an idea of bris. In other words, this we're b'nei bris, right? So
and also Jeremy goes, why this time? Why only now? So why only now? We understand, right? Because it's the time of din. It's the time of din.
Why only now?
Why do you add these things in now? Like we were saying the other week. But what is Tzarchei Rabim over here? What is Tzarchei Rabim? What's the huh?
So like Klal should continue to
what?
Give us an example.
The what?
Klal Yisrael should continue to exist.
Right.
I mean
the first two are what? All you're saying is Zochenu L'chaim. Right? First really in the first two brachas you're just asking for life.
Right.
So L'chaim Tovim, you say the second
one? Yeah.
Right. That's
not even the
question. Ksov L'chaim Tovim? I mean. Zochrein L'chaim and Ksov L'chaim Tovim. So those are the two in the first bracha.
No.
I'm sorry. Michamocha.
Michamocha
can
actually
do a Shevach. That one you can really... Zochrein Yitzur of L'chaim. But you say in the end,
Zochrein
Yitzur of L'chaim.
Right.
Yeah, so the first of our Chaim. That's what he says. So you start out with Chaim and then you end up with Chaim Tov, which you don't want to ask too much the first time. You saw that one?
No.
That.
Where does
he
say that?
The Torah. That's the Gemara. In general, that's the way you progress. But, yeah, so what he's saying is it's just asking for life. In the Siddur HaGra, he says that you shouldn't do
also,
it.
Also a comment. I love how you have a big one. Nobody in the entire world has
that
that's
one. Well, that's the newest model.
Newest model?
Just came out. Only available
the
now.
The T3.
That's the T1000.
Yeah, but what if you want to add in your own personal lashon? He's saying you shouldn't have kavana on the bracha for yourself. You shouldn't have kavana of refa'inu for yourself. But what if you wanted to add in?
It's hard to say he would say that's usher. And that's what tefillah really is.
Yeah, he wrote some.
He's just saying when you read the you. Bracha.
That's not you. That's that's Robin.
He's saying when
what
you.
What
did
you say? That's Robin.
I said, no, it's not. Lechola, bloni ben ploni.
Yeah. That's not you.
That's not the Robin.
What are you going to say?
That's not the Robin. That's not the Robin.
What do you mean it's others?
Come on.
He's, no, no.
Come on.
He's saying
not Robin,
he's saying when you read Rifa'enu, you shouldn't have kavana for yourself.
Right.
Saying when you read the text, you shouldn't have kavana for yourself.
You're praying for the multitude. One second. B'sok shah chola Yisrael.
But you already included him. He was already included in Rifa'enu.
What do you mean? I'm saying that's in the Yeratzon. B'sok shah chola Yisrael. That's the Robin.
But you already mentioned
that's
him.
That's how you made
you
it the Robin.
In the Rifa'enu.
Why are you mentioning your guy's name then?
Okay.
No, you have to say, by the way, sound like...
I don't see anything.
You say like it's almost like a
guy. I don't know. So you say
the right to how everyone else has the need for life, right? It's sort of like a tzibur's kind of, you know, thing that the tzibur needs. Refuah is something individuals need within a tzibur, right? But not everyone in the tzibur needs. Everyone in the tzibur needs a single thing for life,
right?
And therefore, that's sort of a shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu because it's everyone has to have this thing, and therefore we're asking you as like a klal, and the fact that you control such a big thing is a big shevach.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
sir. Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with this.
Okay, good. Nothing to do with this. Fine. Yeah.
Not a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the things that we mentioned seem to be in the form of
Bakasha. What's the problem with a Bakasha Yochid, and what's the solution of Bakasha Tzibur? What's the problem of a Bakasha Yochid and the solution of Bakasha Tzibur?
It's a Shevach. It's not a Shevach. It's a Shevach. It's by some form of Shevach. Yeah, that's the problem, right? The solution is the fact that it's Shevach.
Okay, so we have to go back to the question of why you have to start out with Shevach. I think we have to go back to that question. Why do we start out with Shevach? Because this is not really a Shevach. It's essentially a Bakasha. I mean, the motivation is Bakasha. If Lo Yishal Adam Tzarkov means what? You can't have a motivation of bakasha. You have to be motivated by shevach. Then a bakasha of tzarchi tzibur is still a motivation of a bakasha, right? So what does it really mean, al yishal adam tzarkov? What does it really mean that you shouldn't ask your tzarkov because it's the section of shevach, right? Mm-hmm. We have to get the question sharp here.
And I thought before the answer that, right, I said before, that you just haven't substantially covered yourself.
No, we're not. You're looking at it still, and we can't look at it like that.
Why?
Cover yourself is not a. It's like a game. It's like a.
You
like
to
a,
recognize
it's like a. What do you call that? It's like a shell game. It's like a shell game.
You have to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ability to give you, you know, things, right, and before you go ahead and ask him for those things.
But then you should give
it up for life.
Too.
But you're asking for life.
So that's what I answered before, that if the Chachamim could go ahead and say, since you already specifically recognize his ability to give life, that you do that right before you ask for life.
But you're asking it simultaneously almost.
It's not simultaneous, it's right after.
No, it's not, because you're still in the section of Shevach.
No, but it's right after you made the statement. I made the statement, you were able to give life and take life. And now I say, by the way,
why can't I ask for a Yochid? Then why can't I ask for a Yochid?
Which line said that?
What?
Which line said that?
Right, let's put the question here. Let me try. I'm trying to frame the question here. Okay, let's try to frame the question again. The question is like this. Why is it that you have to go back and ask now, why is it that
I don't have it.
How do we put it? What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says you can't ask your requests because it's the section of Shevach. Right? Because it's a section of Shevach. So you're saying if that means that you can't be motivated by a request, right?
So there's no
guys,
way
am I going to have to insist on decaffeinated soda from now on? Okay. If you're going to say that you can't be motivated by Bakasha.
So there's no way out.
Then it would seem there's no way out. The problem is that right now you have to be focused on Shevach, and you can't go into Bakasha, then it would seem you can't do it, right? Because it is a break from the train of thought. The train of thought is your Atah Gibor and all that, right? And then you're saying, and give us something. Now you're saying, give us something. That's a different train of thought. Right? It's a different activity. It's a different activity. If you're going to say it's the time to give Shevach and not to ask requests, so then what? Then you're going to say, then it would still be wrong. So what is the reason then? So they say, no, it's not a problem. It's not a problem to say a request, right? It's not a problem to say a request. Because that's not a violation of, that's not a violation. So then what is the idea of the old, that this section is a section of Shevach? In other words, what's the idea that this is the, what does it mean that you have to start out with Shevach and that's why you can't make requests? Such that it only applies to the Tzorchei Yachid.
It doesn't say you can't start, it says you can't have it in it. It doesn't say about...
Well, that's because that means to say that you always have to start with Shevach. Before you get to Bakash, you have to start with Shevach. Right? In other words, what's the key of the Shevach? What are you trying to... Why must you start with Shevach? Why can't you start with a request? Why must you start with a Shevach? Why can't you start with a request? Right? You have to be able to answer that question and explain how even though you're making a request, this is not a violation of starting with a request. Yeah.
So,
But asking a personal request would be. Yeah.
Can you maybe look in the first three brachas or first
right.
two brachas, what we're doing the Shevach? Why do you have to basically why you have to have the recognition of God before you ask, right?
Okay, good.
Because I mean, I was thinking that maybe in order to ask somebody something, there has to be an established relationship to ask for something, you know. So that's why you mentioned that, you know, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak,
right.
Elokei Yaakov. So therefore, that enables us to ask. Once you have to have a relationship, and then you could say, oh, since there's a relationship between God and us, then you could ask.
So why isn't a personal request or part of the relationship?
Could be.
Why isn't a personal request part
could
of the relationship?
Could be.
Huh?
What do you mean?
Setting up a relationship for the Am, for Eretz Yisrael, not for the Yaakov. Pretending there's two types of relationship you have with God. You have a relationship. Israel has a relationship with God, and you have a relationship.
Okay.
So how do you ever ask? Meaning,
yeah.
It has to be a
could
separate relationship for both. Eventually.
That it's
yeah,
not because it's not just a bakasha per se. It's what the bakasha is. It's Meshuvcha Tzion, it's what we're requesting. Shalom Tov Racha. It's things which in terms of the nature of the request, it's really Shevach Deka Zach.
In other words, the problem is that it's a psul to start. He's learning it's a psul to start with a personal request. It's a psul. Why? Because he's saying first when you come the olam, when he says that the first three are like the eved who's mesader shvacho. Lifnei Rabo, right? Masader Shevach Lifnei Rabo means that when you enter Tefillah, you have to approach God in recognition of, you have to approach God recognizing God in an objective sense. You have to approach God with a recognition of an objective melech of the Olam. That's who you're approaching. Okay? You have to. That's what he's saying. What is the idea that you have to be mesader shevach lifnei rabo, and that's why you can't ask tzarkov? Because if you come in with your tzarkov, then it's like you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just a utilitarian thing to me, right? It's like I'm just what did you say?
It's a service.
Okay, you have to define the type. You have to define first the whole context. I'm not coming just like a primitive man is coming to get something. I'm not coming. I don't view it as like a talisman that I can just like a charm that I do these incantations to receive something.
Are you saying that would be insulting?
No, it would be the wrong idea.
Yeah,
it'd be the wrong idea. It would be the wrong idea. Because it would God just be like a personal. Because
you're not looking at God as Adon Kol. You're looking at him as the thing who gives you things.
It's a different right. It's a different mode of tefillah. Now it's really in order to ask the request, like we're saying, it has to be a dalef ne'amiyata omid. You have to understand right. What your you have to understand really the your place
and how it's working.
God. You have to understand who you're approaching. You're approaching. This is not a. This is tefillah is not an activity where I'm not approaching God like a personal, like a personal activity. I'm not approaching God like a primitive activity of a, you do some sort of superstitious practice and you get something out of it. Now, if a person comes to us like, the person is approaching it like a superstitious thing, then you're saying. That if I do this, I'll get that, right? If I do this, I'll get that. There's no recognition of there's no recognition. You don't have to. That's what you were saying. Like a child, that's like a childish notion. You don't really. You just think that if I do this, I'll get that. You're not really omid lefnei Hashem. You're not really recognizing the reality.
Doesn't have to be some recognition because, like Jeremy said, I mean, you have to recognize.
But we need the right recognition. Yeah. We can't go half measure.
Why
not gonna
have the right recognition?
Yeah. It's inappropriate. That was just saying. That's
what
saying.
Point is that inappropriate? You're recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to do everything.
We don't know what you're recognizing. We're saying if you start out with your personal requests, you're lacking in first establishing what exactly. You have to come without any requests first.
So we have to.
Why? Words, what's the reason of coming without requests? It's not the idea that it's usher to have a request, okay? But if you come with a personal request first, then that's a different idea of tefillah.
The right idea of tefillah
is first. You have to
first
misadah l'shevach. To be misadah l'shevach means to define the activity properly. That I recognize God as the Bore, as the Melech, as the Manig Olam. Okay, those ideas have to be true to you first. First, you have to recognize the Kiyum of the Dalef Nemiata Omid. And if you come in just with the requests, then it's not then that would be lacking in that. Then you're just cutting to what you need out of this. What am I getting out of this? Okay, it wouldn't fulfill the proper thing is to first recognize the source. What is the true? What are you? What is the source? What am I asking? Before whom am I standing? Right. So that's what they're saying. They're saying it's not an isser of asking a request. It's an isser of starting on a personal level. You have to approach tefillah on an objective level. Okay. Therefore. Sarkei Rabim, that is an object. That is still on if the request itself brings in the objective idea, that's also permissible. So you're saying, all you're saying is that we're coming before you because we recognize life itself is totally on your will. I'm not asking for a thing. If a person asks for a thing, right, then he's saying, I have my life. And from you, I need a little extra, mm-hmm. Right? I have my life, but I want the.
How's that any different than saying I have my life? I know that you're amazing, and this is what I want from you.
What?
How is that any different than saying I have my life? You're amazing. This is what I want from you.
That's great.
That's perfect. That's very different.
No, it's perfect because that's shevach and then bakasha.
No, I'm saying that's very different than saying I have my life and then just give me this.
I'm sort of tricking you.
Okay.
My answer is a little bit of a trick. But that's very good. You felt like that, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought I wasn't really going to say that that's good. That's only good as long as you don't return to Shevach afterwards. You can't be psychotic when you daven, okay? You can't be psychotic. That's probably the first rule. So if we have an idea that Shevach comes before Bakasha, right? You can't do bakash until you finish shevach.
Good.
So you can't ask me a question. Well, why can't you do shevach, bakasha, shevach, and then more bakasha, and then more shevach, and then more bakasha, and then more shevach?
No, no.
And then a little hot dog to see a little.
What is the recognition?
Ashtigla hot dog.
The sport we're giving basically is we don't be like Mavaz Hashem saying basically he's my own personal tool.
Well, it's not that you're being Mavaz Hashem. Everything is for you. Everything is for your kavanas and your understanding.
Isn't that the
well, the point, what they're learning is that the Gimel Rishonos, that the reason is Shevach is because you can't approach God. You can't just approach God and ask for a request. You have to first recognize who you're standing before. There's a process. You're not Zoche, just God is not just a vending machine, right? He's not a vending machine. So you have to know, you have to establish what you're doing here. You have to establish that I'm making a request from whom. First you have to understand who you're before. That's the Masada, the Shevach of the Rav first. Okay? So in that sense, they're learning, it's not a psul that you can't have it, it's not a din you can't have a bakasha, but if it's a personal bakasha, then you're doing it before, then you're going to the personal level before the objective level. It doesn't help you to say, I started the objective, now I'll go personal, then I'll finish objective. That's psychotic already. Okay, so really as long as we say that you need these shvachos before you can ask for a bakasha, you can't say, oh, I'll just sneak one in a little early, what's the big deal?
So then you could. So
this is even the objective level.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. That the objective level is you're saying. Okay, Avram, okay, you
mentioned status.
Right, Kela, Godla, Gibor, Vanora, right, Melech, Ozeh, Mashiach, Megim, Chakachayim, Bechesed. You're saying that God is the there's a Hashgacha, there's a Manig, he's the Kados. That's
God.
Listing things, correct? That's defining.
We have to find them as like exclusive of. That you wouldn't have a personal would work out for the Rav. Something like,
correct.
Why would that necessarily get around all the corners?
Oh, so we're saying that, yeah, Josh.
Why is when you go for the Tzibur, you still don't have that objective level though?
Yeah, because when you're saying Tzark, that's what I'm trying to say. What does it mean Tzarkei Tzibur? It doesn't mean if everybody wants a red car. That's not Tzarkei Tzibur. If the whole Tzibur gets together, we'll get on the internet, we'll get everybody to say they want a car, a new car, and then we'll put in new car, Tzarkei Tzibur, everybody needs it. Right? Tzarkei Tzibur means an underlying need of man. Existence. We're referencing, huh?
Oh,
so then we're saying that we're standing before the one who we recognize life in general is totally gone. Because everybody needs life. No, the point is, it's not the problem of asking for something. The problem is to descend into your own personal realm.
And refuah is not a tzarkei tzibur?
No, not everybody needs refuah. Not at this moment.
That's why it's melachafet l'chaim, right? Defining this in terms of the fact that God is the one who provides it for us.
So he's saying it's not a problem of saying a request. The problem is getting off the topic of God and an objective level. As long as the request is a request that you're saying, I share with everybody. In other words, if it's a personal request means that you're differentiating yourself from others. Okay, it's something that... But I'm saying, we're saying chayim. Zachreinu l'chayim means we're recognizing, even though everyone might be, we're recognizing that we're standing, the bakasha itself is a recognition that everybody needs God for life. It's a request that automatically in your mind, because of the nature of the request, in your mind, it keeps it on an objective level. If you're asking for a personal request, then the whole focus shifts to the personal. Because it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? As long as, since the bakasha is life, and you're saying, Zafrein l'chaim mel chofes b'chaim, so it retains the, it's not a problem of asking a bakasha. Because the problem of asking a bakasha is to go into the onto the personal level before you finish approaching God in the recognition of God's on an objective level. You know what I mean by an objective and personal?
It's still an objective quality that we're discussing.
Correct.
It's not
Tzarkei Rabim is an objective quality. It's an objective quality. Life. We recognize man by nature that without life, man is nothing. So we're saying we're not coming and asking for things, it's a recognition, it's a request that stays objective. It's a request that still is recognizing, that's what you're saying, that's the Sheva. This type of a request, the point is that the request can't be a change. It can't be a change of your position lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your position lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three brachos has to be as one who is recognizing God, not on a personal level, not as a not to fulfill my personal needs, but God who is the Melech HaOlam, and everything is determined by Him. You understand? If I ask a personal request, that doesn't contain that idea. But a request of tzibur, of chayim for the tzibur, that does contain that idea. And that's why it's not a problem.
Let's say you were davening and you forgot, let's say, Rifayinu.
Can't put it in over there.
So could you? Why wouldn't you be able to put it in the end without anything personal? Because it's Alfie Rabin.
No,
it's not.
People need to be healthy.
What about Baruch Aleinu?
Okay, fine. A different one. Shalai Miracha, whatever.
Let's work on these problems next, okay? Okay, so the next problem is like this. So let's try to go in this order, roughly. Let's try to understand the machlokas. Okay, this idea, we'll think about it a little more. If you're not satisfied with it, we'll think about it a little more. And then let's try to understand the gaonim who are against this idea. Okay? And then I'd like to understand also what the raya is from Sim Shalom. And okay, what do the gaonim do with that raya? Right?
Well,
yeah, because the raya, one of the rayas over here is that we have requests all the time, the last three brachos, right? So how come that's not a good raya to the gaonim who are against it, right? And also, what does it mean in the Masechta? And then we have, what does it mean in the Masechta Sofrim that they were matir in the kushi, right? And what's the difference between doing it only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur versus doing it the whole Aseret Mitzvah? Those, I think, are the problems that are left.
Okay. What about another one? Like another one?